This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 Murray Country. Now, NAIDOC Week is upon us right now. And how good is NAIDOC Week? Celebrate the history, culture and achievement of First Nations people. And we have a First Nations woman online right now. Gloves, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're amazing. Thank you so much for having a chat to us, for one. Firstly, where's your mob from?
My mob is Cowrag Mob, and my mum lives up there in TI on Wyben, and through my maternal line, I also have Fijian, Tongan and Samoan heritage.
Wow.
That is rather cool. That is really, really cool. Are you still very connected with your mother up that way?
Yeah, look, we have. We definitely connect at different points, but we both do live separate lives. I'm here in the city and she's up there. So, yeah, we definitely have connection.
Now, obviously, you're releasing your third single during this week. We called NAIDOC Week. What does NAIDOC Week mean to you?
So NAIDOC Week for me is a time to celebrate First Nations people of this land, celebrate their art and their culture and their achievements and basically their survival here. So,
I think it's so important, Gloves, that someone like yourself can, you know, when we talk about art, music is definitely a beautiful art. And for yourself, I've listened to this song, this new song, Legacy. Now, tell us a little bit about it. It's got a bit of history behind it, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. So I wrote this song as from the perspective of a future ancestor.
Yep.
So it's sort of to a comfort and affirmed my inner child who's like on a healing journey, and also my daughter's journey to her identity and all the generations kind of after me. So it has a very much like a dream time kind of feel to the song.
Well, I have listened to it and I can say this, it definitely does have that feel. What you just explained there, I was getting goosebumps listening to it before. Purely, one of the things that really stood out is the didge in it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hear it for a little bit at the start, and then when it breaks into it, oh my gosh, I got goosebumps listening to it. You really wanted to implement a lot of, you know, cultural aspects of this song, definitely.
Definitely, yeah. Like all of my music has connections to my heritage, and I was so honoured that my friend David Williams agreed to play didge on the track. Because whenever I heard him play live at different events, because I'm always like at his place or, you know, at different things I see him, it just sends shivers down my spine. Yeah. So I'd love to encapsulate that into the track.
Now, obviously, I've seen on Instagram your lovely daughter,
yes.
And you were saying that this song is also about the future of her journey. In terms of passing down those traditions, legacy, and teaching her about her culture, is she really into that? Are you, obviously, NAIDOC Week will be a big week for her.
Yeah, it's massive for her. She was in the music video for this track and we'll be releasing it this week, hopefully, if it all comes together.
That's be a proud mother moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It was a big learning journey for all of us. I mean, having a six-year-old film is pretty intense.
She's like, oh, shiny,
I could imagine.
But, yeah, I got some dancers from the Aboriginal Centre of Performing Arts as well involved. So some young people there, which it was really exciting as well. And, I'm very much about her being proud of her heritage, which was something that I had to sort of grapple with myself growing up.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be super proud of who she is and her line. So that's kind of what the music is about.
Well, that could be, I'm sure she's going to grow up and remember stuff like this. It's exciting. It's exciting for young ones, but not only just young ones, yourself as well. You've got a very unique way of sharing your message, not only through music, but how else, Gloves, how else do you have an opportunity? How else do you, you know, share our culture, our history, you know, our achievements as First Nation people?
So my background is in marketing, and so like a lot of my expression is through a visual medium. So I create I guess, photography and music videos and all that kind of stuff to sort of showcase my voice. And I think that was something that I didn't get to see a lot when I was growing up was, that perspective. And so I definitely wanted to showcase, like, my journey and who I am and what it kind of means to me. My connection to my heritage and, my heritage is varied. I've got so many different lines as well. So it's something that I'm continually learning about and growing into. And I think that's an exciting thing for me.
I think you're so correct. It is a learning curve. I mean, personally for myself, I'm still learning a lot about our culture now as well. And I'm 32 years old, you know. It's a beautiful part though. You know, I love learning and I love, delving deeper into, you know, who we are as a nation's people. It's First Nations people. It's beautiful. And for you, I suppose, you know, you get to do it in such a beautiful way with music. I can't say that enough. I can't say enough that we love what you do and we love what you're doing. So we thank you so much here at 98.9. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's very different music. I know that. Lots of people have told me that it's different, and so many people have said I don't really know how to put it into a genre, and I'm like, yeah.
But if it was the same as everything else, it'd get lost. Like, it wouldn't be heard.
It's unique. It's unique, and you keep it like that.
Legacy is out on July 9, but we're very excited to get a sneak preview here on
We
9.
Are, we are.
Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yeah, no worries. I'm Gloves and this is Legacy.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.